Today's first reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Beloved, let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Until I arrive, attend to the reading, exhortation, and teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was conferred to you through the prophetic word with the imposition of hands by the presbyterate. Be diligent in these matters, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to everyone. Attend to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in both tasks, for by doing so you will save both yourself and those who listen to you. Several years ago, a preacher moved to Houston, Texas. Some weeks after he arrived, he had occasion to ride the bus from his home to his downtown area. When he sat down, he discovered that the driver had accidentally given him a quarter too much change. As he considered what to do, he thought to himself, "You better give the quarter back. It would be wrong to keep it." Then he thought, "Oh, forget it. It's only a quarter. Who would worry about this little amount? Anyway, the bus company already gets too much fare. They will never miss it. Accept it as a gift from God and keep quiet." When his stop came, he paused momentarily at the door. Then he handed the quarter to the driver and said, "Here, you gave me too much change." The driver, with a smile, replied, "Aren't you the new preacher in town? I have been thinking lately about going to worship somewhere. I just wanted to see what you would do if I gave you too much change." But the preacher stepped off the bus, he literally grabbed the nearest light pole. He held on and said, "Oh God, I almost sold your son for a quarter." People known to have a relationship with God, or even with the church, are looked at very closely. Some would almost be in search of some fault. All would expect us to live out our faith. Indeed, some undoubtedly prejudiced would expect us to talk the God talk, but put clear limits on our service to others, our patience with others, or our charity towards others. It is up to us to prove the contrary. Deeds, not talk. It has often been said, our lives are the only Bible some people will ever read. And so it is indeed. Wasn't it St. Paul who had said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, "And I live, now not I, but Christ lives in me." This is also true of me and you. As St. Paul said to Timothy, so he says to you and me today, beloved, set an example. Thank you for listening.